number is in, and it has absolutely blown everything out of the water. And I'm talking about Iowa-LSU on Monday night on ESPN platforms. This is one network, really. Actually, it's only ESPN that broadcasts the game. And 12.3 million viewers, the number for Iowa and LSU. And that is beyond anyone's real expectations. I mean, up 25 or up 30% really from last year's national championship game. And it's a cable audience. This is, I'm still in shock of how many tuned in, but of course it was a close game, tied up the break at 45 each. And then of course you got to see Caitlin Clark take over in the second half and win it for the Iowa Hawkeyes team. So this is the most watched ever women's basketball game. It aired on ESPN on Monday night, just last night. There's not really much else to say for that, but clearly has to be exciting time for ESPN. A lot of exposure for their coverage. The second game got over 6 million viewers for USC against UConn. More than double of the games the day before, which were on ABC, which I think is crazy as well. So a huge doubleheader. A big out about for what the doubleheader of what the national championship game got last year on ABC. So this Final Four is gearing up to be a huge, huge turnout for ESPN networks. And they'll have the championship on ABC, which if it is Iowa against South Carolina in a rematch of that one, you could expect something pretty big for that game as well. So in comparison to the men's Elite Eight, this actually finishes second behind only Duke against NC State, which got, I believe, over 15 million viewers on an Easter Sunday on CBS. So, you know, with all of those asterisks in mind, you do come to realize that there is this desire and that this is one of the biggest sporting events that happened over the weekend. Obviously, there wasn't much competition for it, which is why it was able to get such a big audience. Nothing really competed with the game. Maybe some MLB on FS1. But, of course, capitalizing on the time slot, getting the exclusivity on ESPN, great job to them. I mean, 12.3 million viewers is more than a lot of things. So, and that's more than NFL Network gets for NFL football. That's more than a lot of things can do on television. And let's really look, if we look back at the entire weekend again, the most watched broadcast was Duke and NC State in the Elite Eight for the men's basketball Elite Eight. And then, of course, number two, this one that we mentioned. And then we had also on Sunday, it was Purdue against Tennessee, got, I believe, 10 million on CBS. So big ones, big numbers there. Iowa, I believe, got over 6 million against Colorado on Saturday for them. The Alabama game got over 7 million against Clemson on Saturday night. So a lot to look forward to, of course. Let's move over to the Final Four. We've got Iowa and UConn will be the late game on ESPN and ESPN Plus on Friday night, the early game being South Carolina and NC State. And, you know, obviously the later game going to be the bigger, most viewers probably ever. Could get up to 14 million plus if things are in the same condition. Now, the negative side is you are airing the game later. You are potentially losing some viewers on the East Coast if this game does go late. If the early game, you know, gets pushes this one back, you are, I think, a lot of people criticized, oh, why are you starting the game so early? 7 Eastern time is early. And yet you see this huge audience. So there is a craving to get that earlier start time, especially when you don't have those West Coast teams involved. You had two Central Time teams starting at 6:15 p.m. Central Time, and you drew very well with Iowa and LSU. This one, of course, 8:30 Central, 9:30 Eastern. That's this projected start time. Could get moved back if the early game runs late. So that is going to be a factor that might put a drag on the viewership. Obviously, it's going to be hard to, I don't know, you're going to have ESPN Plus component as well for this one. So it's not going to come in for the TV viewership. But of course, ESPN is going to feed that into their viewership as well for the game. I don't know how many will watch on ESPN Plus compared to ESPN, but it's going to be a number that's going to be added on top of the ESPN viewership. It's not really being advertised that it's ESPN and ESPN Plus. A little bit it is, but pretty much if you watch the last game on ESPN, you're probably going to watch this one on ESPN, and the ESPN Plus audience is just going to be a little bit probably extra, maybe less, probably less than 1 million will watch on ESPN Plus for that one. You know, the sky's the limit at this point, really. And going ahead to Saturday, they'll be over on cable on TBS and also on Max for the first time for the Final Four. So, you know, Purdue NC State doesn't seem like something that's going to draw huge numbers for the Final Four. You know, it's going to still do very well on a Saturday night, though, in that earlier time slot. You know, you're probably going to be looking at those, that, what, eight-figure viewership still, over 10 million, bigger than the World Series draws. So I think that's what we're going to be looking for on Saturday night. Going to be on TBS and Max and also TNT and True TV, if that's going to change anything, really. But that's where we're going to be for that. And then our two championship games, Sunday on ABC, the women's championship. If it's Iowa, South Carolina, that would be huge for ABC. And then if it's, you know, NC State and UConn, you're still going to get a pretty good number. Just considering the Huskies will be there. So you'll get either Iowa or UConn. So it'll be good for them regardless. And then if you move to Monday night, TBS will have the game. Again, a later start time for that one. So it is what it is. But again, go back to the headline. Iowa LSU, 12.3 million viewers exclusively on ESPN, which when you think about it, other than football, other than, you know, the other premier basketball, like the men's tournament, I mean, that's better than the World Series gets for its average game. That's better than, you know, the NBA Finals, I think. I'm not sure. Might have to check on that one, but the NBA Finals has definitely had some games under 10 million as of recently. And of course, going to be better than any NHL audience, probably on record. So now, if you start talking about like the Olympics and other things like that, yeah, you're going to get bigger numbers. But, you know, compared to like the World Cup, other than the World Cup final, no game is really getting this unless the U.S. is involved in a later stage. Women's World Cup, USA, England in 2019 may have done better than this, but I'm not 100% sure on that one. Probably not. Maybe in 2015, maybe they did for the semifinal against like Germany. But again, to get that audience on a weeknight in the early time slot, it's phenomenal for ESPN to get that number. And again, it really, and you see this, the big dip in viewership from the first to the second game. losing about half the audience just shows you the star power of a player like Caitlin Clark and how she has been able to drive this. Certainly the second game did better because the first game did better. But again, when you lose half the audience, you know that that first game had a lot of star power around it, a lot of meaning. And then you compare it to the women's elite eight games the day before. Obviously, you know, competing against the men's elite eight hurts them. And now it really looks like they probably should have found a way to play the games in primetime, even if it was on ESPN, just because, you know, there is a sturdy ceiling when you're competing against other postseason events. You're going to lose some of your viewership potential. I would say get your own windows, because you're going to be a lot better with no competition than stiff competition, even if you're sacrificing going from ABC to ESPN, because you're competing with games on CBS, you're in some trouble, and it does get tough for that. So again, that's what we have. Looking at the Final Four Friday through Monday. We'll see you guys next time.